Justin Fluke with you. Care Coach's Insight continues, talking JCN girls basketball with head coach Steve Knoll. The Lady Chargers setting at 7-2 on the season. We'll talk about their tournament in just a bit, but Coach, want to go back to one game you were at least able to get in there last week, beating Jackson Heights 55-43. And I know you've talked a lot about your balance and depth, but I saw you had three different players score in double digits that game, 18, 16, and 10. So another game in which you scored pretty well, kind of consistently, and needed it to beat Jackson Heights last week.
I think on a 12-0 run, and we've had some pretty good starts recently, but then instead of just kind of building on that, we kind of, you know, have some turnovers, get a little plague there, and let the other teams get back in it. Jackson Heights did a good job of getting back in the game, but our three seniors led us in that game, and Abby and Emily in the post, they had 10 and 18, but they also had rebounds. I think both of them were double digits again. I think their last four games or five games each, they've been double-doubles. And then Clara's kind of starting to hit up or heat up outside, so that's really helped us as well. So when you got the three seniors leading us like that and the younger guys coming along with them, you know, things are kind of starting to click a little bit, I hope, for us.
You bet. Well, then you get to host your tournament this week, which is always an exciting, fun tournament to host. And, man, the field this year, just talking to all the coaches last week, this is, and I think you mentioned as well, maybe one of the best fields that you've had in quite a while. And a great first-round game against Atchison. You end up holding on and winning 51-48. But what a good what a good tournament, and certainly a good tough first round win for you last night.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was another one of those good starts for us. I think we started the game on a 10-0 run, and then just kind of went south after that for a little bit. And I think we gave up the next 10 points. I might have gave up the next 12. Might have been down 12-10 after that. But it was kind of a tight game all the way through. I think we got up by 10 or 12 again in the third. And then let them right back. And I think they took like a 3 to 5 point lead there in the fourth quarter. And I think it might have been 5 points, about 2 minutes to go. And then seniors again stepped up. You know, the three seniors there, we had Emily with 11 points, Abby with 12, and Clara Johnson with 16. And Clara hit four threes, but two of them were key in that last quarter that really got us going. And we ended up with a 1 point lead with about 40 seconds left. And sophomore Riley Thompson gets a steal, takes it the length of the court, hits a layup, and then we held on after that. So kind of a wild game. And I tell you, Atchison's a pretty good team. They got that Simpson girl that I think she hit six threes on the night. So it was a good win for us. And we had to fight through some adversity and come back on it as well.
Yeah, great win against a 4A school. And one of the good things, the way you set up this tournament, is that it's a chance for, you know, the league teams you have to face some non-league teams, and that's going to be your case here going into the semis, it looks like, and the championship as well. But NEK Nighthawks, a team that beat Valley Falls. So talk a little bit about them and just the goal of facing some two other teams and trying to find a way to win your home tournament here now Friday and Saturday.
Well, you know, it's going to be tough. The Nighthawks, they've got some good players. They've got a freshman guard that's pretty good and got some good size on her. You know, I just watched their game from last night, but I got a couple films on them that I hope to get watched today and tomorrow and kind of get know a little bit more about them. But they've been in our tournament probably 5 years now, but they always come in. They're pretty scrappy, and they're very well coached, so very fundamental. So they're going to be a tough team there on Friday. And then, you know, after that, we'll have either Perry or Rossville, which both of those are pretty tough teams. The good thing is we're going to see different teams through here instead of seeing league schools all the way. But, you know, it's definitely a lot tougher tournament than it's kind of been in the past. You know, in the past we've had maybe one, two good teams in it. This year I think, you know, anybody could have got, well, most of those first round games, I think.
For sure. Well, it's a great week to have those games at home Friday and Saturday. I know the semifinals will be broadcast here on Care Radio Friday night. So, Coach, best of luck. Thanks for your time, and good luck finishing out your tournament this week.
Thanks, Justin.
Coach Steve Knoll of the JCN Girls, the program presented by Outdoor Concepts and Design.